ladies and gentlemen, this is your man Wordsmith. Word. Benjamin R. Say, Leche, hey, I know you on the 1 and 2 right there. Drop a bomb on this real quick. Chill. Nothing but them hot exclusives on the top sign, infant sign artists. This is the Central Soul Mix Show.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? It's your man Webb here with my homie
Benjamin Arce. What's good, world?
What's going on? We are in effect, man.
And actually, we are back, and we're also in Los Angeles.
First official show from Los Angeles.
Feels good.
I don't know if you can tell, but we both got smiles on our faces right now. Like,
it's not the liquor either.
Well, kind of.
But yeah,
this is the official show. We are debuting the mixtape. Webb's great idea.
And what's the mixtape for? Let them know.
Basically, God's Favorites. Been talking about this album for a while now. It's done. We just got a distribution deal last week, so round of applause.
Now who's distributing it?
Soul Spasm.
All right.
Okay, it's worldwide distribution. God's Favorites, Webb and Idea are God's Favorites. Fully distributed around the world completely. So, last week when we were first talking about the deal, and big ups to Torre. Torre was the one who brought us to Soul Spasm and got us the deal. So big ups to him. He's got an album out right now with Marco Polo called Double Barrel. Make sure y'all go pick that up. But so basically, once we first started talking about the deal, I was like, well, I should go back and do a mixtape to promote the album. So that's what this is. 3 days. You were here for that. 3 days. Just sat in our apartment. 17 joints. That's that.
That's what's up.
And the mixtape. Sorry, I also gotta include this. Violator All-Star DJs, DJ Jam X.
Big ups.
The homie.
Yep.
Is on board with us for this.
That's what's up.
And just so y'all at home know, we don't have a ton of energy today because we're both hungover.
Very hungover.
Had a real ill night last
Shout
night.
Outs to bullshit.
What the fuck ever. But we had a crazy night last night. We were both drunk as fuck on Sunset Boulevard.
Some of the finest
beautiful
ladies.
Girls. Beautiful. Only in Los Angeles can you walk in.
As a matter of fact, big shout outs to Bridget, Ashley, and Insa. We love you.
But only in Los Angeles can you walk into a bar.
I thought you were going to say Australia, right?
Yeah, I was going to actually say Australia. But only in Los Angeles can you walk into a bar, meet three incredibly beautiful young women who are fucking cool as shit, and end up kicking it the whole fucking night.
Yeah.
So it was great times, good times, but we are back. We are back to business. Central Soul Mix Show.
Back on the grind.
We have no energy. I'm actually drinking beers right now to try to kick this hangover.
I might have to grab one in a second.
Yeah.
When we come back to the next segment. But we got a lot to talk about in terms of what we've been doing in LA and what's been going on.
On the mix show, we are playing the entire mixtape. The entire Webb's Great Idea mixtape. Drops tomorrow for free download.
Now, where do people get
Web since 1982.wordpress.com. Go there tomorrow morning, download it. 17 joints. It's pretty ill mixtape, if I do say so myself.
Not gonna lie, man. It's not because I mixed it, but it sounds amazing.
Yeah, so tomorrow morning, that's it. Tomorrow morning around 9 a.m. Pacific time, it'll be available
for download. 12 Eastern.
Yeah, it'll be available for download. WebSince1982.wordpress.com. Let's just get into it.
Exactly.
You're listening to the Central Soul Mix Show.
Violator All-Star DJs.
The showstopper, DJ Jam X. Be alert.
Thank you. Ice swirls and the drinks rings clink against the glasses. Women dancing, weed smuggling is in they asking. Is he even capable of bringing us a classic? Well, to him, I don't think it really matters. Truth be told, he only sings it cause he has to. One of the few that really means it when he raps it. Central Soul stepped up in the party laughing, looking like a mix of Charlie Sheen and Charlie Manson. Known to get it on till we're swinging from the rafters. Here to get loose, baby, mingle with this bad bitch. Just so happens I'm single and she's passive. Drinks that were smashing, the springs up in a mattress. Next morning I'm back to think about this massive problem ahead of us, things is getting drastic. Hip hop is dead and I'm staring at a casket, trying to figure out if we were married or just happened. Nas hit the stage and he pointed fingers at us, said it all changed cause we want a jigger status. Yeah, we had homes, but we need a bigger mansions. Shit went trendy and the art became a fashion. Lost every bit of class it had, turned trash when corporations became the only benefactors. I knew she hated how we didn't own our masters. We left the fade in the hands of corny bastards. So now the game is so overrun with actors. The MCs hit the internet in search of greener pastures. MySpace pages, this is what the catch is. Give it up free or the fans are gonna pass it. Simultaneously, our images were shattered. We had to get jobs to support us in a passion. Fans got mad with everything and crap. Their blog sites so they could promote their favorite rappers. Not writers got a new authority in rap, but the lyricists are gone and it's all about your ad-libs. Either you a hipster or you gotta carry ratchets. Just get it all on video when you blast it. Post it with the YouTube link and when you got your ass kicked, make a mixtape about it, get it up on that pit. You're now a member of the million fucking half-wits, all up in our grill even though we know you can't spit. Fuck y'all. It's purgatory. God's favorites. God's favorites. Welcome. God's favorites.
The Showstopper, DJ Jam X. Be alert.
Gray, goose in my cup starts to loosen me up. Is it me or did this room just get cool as a fuck? King, David the Great, fork scraping my plate. Face to face with Goliath, soldier chasing his fate. Born leader over time, I feel I made some mistakes. That just gives the average listener space to relate. To my music, I give my heart, soul, and my mind. In return, all I ask is a few moments of time. So go and open the gospel, behold the apostle. Notice to see approaches, blowing smoke through his nostrils. Crown sits on a tilt, gold stitch in his shirt. Angel standing right behind him, tight grip on his skirt. Legs spread, a trendsetter, whatever to get cheddar. Be for a vendetta, turn thugs to bed wetters. Peep the manuscript, art of war analyst. Modern day strategist, bone chicks thicker than camel spit. I speak rhythm, my grammar's nice. Heartbeat kicking the drum, pattern of life. The chosen, Pharaoh to rule. Character smooth, ladies stare as he moves. Incomparable, cool, arrogant dude. Step into a pair of my shoes. Walk amongst the wolves of broken heroin spoons. I am daddy the governor. Shake hands with the hustlers. Biggies and weed crumbs all over granny's comforter. I am reefer's answer to clips and ad lava. Trunk smelling stronger than a sweaty cab driver. Divorce from music, I'll open the pip. Pounds moving in, crack that nugget open and snip. My convoy employed by white bricks and base stones. Masons on vacation, just happy they made it home. One man and fuck with me, sledgehammer to crush your knees. Bury you alive under one of my companies. At the church where the funeral be. Hug the kids, kiss the wife, yes, execute it beautifully. Usually suspected, have that bitch butt naked the same night. Spending your money and laying pipe, it's the nature of the biz though. Mixed coke, savage minds, camera shy, moving silence and slit throats. I am Kong the King, beating his chest, Julius Caesar in the flesh. The song I sing is like that go in his prime, holding his brush, contemplating color schemes. The flow is divine, teeth in the grill chipped up. In only 6 months came a giant in a sea of chipmunks, God's favorites.
any hood, USA. The final frontier. Captain's log. Star date, whenever the fuck you need me. Come and see me, man. Everything must go. Yo.
An electric scale and a master plan to heat the block up like Manson land. Off the boat, lots of dope. Green and white, fresh wraps of rand. Task at hand is bank account. Yeah. Shoebox and elastic bands. Police, catch him if you can. Waves from the call of Magic Man. You see the undercovers in that passing van? Presto, he's gone like that. Kazam, Poofy's back with contraband. Stitches of rats, he is not a fan. Toss that man to the lion's den. Never bite the ankle of a giant friend. You know you ain't running with liars when homie got a phone full of fives and tens. Play white tea, he tries to blend. In with the scene, no diamonds. If he's shining, then he's catching heat. And every sense of the word, he'll die with them.
Violator, All-Star DJs.
Yeah. It's a necessary evil. Get it from my gene pool. Stash of sharper rulers in my jacket back of preschool. Now I'm sitting here in my mama's kitchen. Ironic how I got a pot to mix it, but not a pot to piss it. So on this block of pitching fiends are like a flock of pigeons. Looking for breadcrumbs, I tell them blatantly. I'm trying to buy the bakery. I'd rather die than sit in rotten prison. Guess I'm an addict for optimism. Go ahead and praise through. Matter of fact, please do. I got something to make you feel better if you need to. Spend your whole check from the government. Do it for the fuck. Smoke until you suffocate. One got his hand in the other's fate. His killer be killed. Your misery paying my electricity bills. See you die, then you rise again. Come and find me, your best friend. I am him. Come and step aboard my enterprise.
The showstopper, DJ Jam X. Be alert.
Victim, you now been taught, get it. Why would you put me in a party full of hips? sisters. I don't need a crew, I just go it alone. Right hook you in your face and break your arm with a bone. Always playing it sweet, look, this leg is unique. So cool with his eyeball hanging on his cheek. Yeah, Nico the Beast. Good looking out, homie. Yeah, Web. I really know. That's for you to decide. Big ups, my man Nico. God's favorites are coming. God's favorites are coming. So swaggerific.
The showstopper, DJ Jam X. Be alert.
I used to watch her from afar, wanted her so bad, she was deadly. Probably born with a toe tag, oh man, so damn fine. Visions of my mind, they're hitting it from behind, grabbing her hips with both hands. Few drinks, built the courage to approach, she was with a friend, so I was nervous when I spoke. Kicking my store, trying not to be corny. She gave me a number, wow, thought she was ignoring me. Hollered a few times, she sent me the voicemail, voice saying give it up, but fuck it, I'm close now. Finally she hollers back, it's Gucci, this a part of that. Fucks with dudes with baller stats and follows where them dollars at. Hours go by, she ain't saying nothing intelligent. I'm praying to myself, please talk about something relevant, cause I'm broke, she knows, I spoke, she chose. So still undetermined, I'm feeling like a virgin.
Looking good from head to toe.
Yeah.
A perfect 10, yeah, she knows.
Yeah.
She walks her curve, she gets her way.
Yeah.
Until the tables turn.
Must have been bored, cause she came through to my crib. I got her back arched out, getting through to her ribs. Told me, can't no dude in this bitch do it like this. I thought, why'd you have to say something to ruin this shit? Few weeks now she's saying that she loving me.
Right,
man, how could such a dime be so ugly inside? I mean, no sense of humor, lack of a personality. So naturally she has to be something. I sleep in casually. Now when she calls, I send her the voicemail. She's saying that it makes her burn. It's funny how the tables turn. I wanted to have kids with her, now I can't get rid of her. She keeps hanging on just like 50 and Vivica. I try to fade her into the background. No, she won't back down. See her, she acts out, hits me with cold stares. She's saying I don't care, feeling just like, yeah, this bitch is a nightmare. Fuck.
Looking good from head to toe.
Yeah.
A perfect 10, yeah, she knows.
Yeah.
She works her curve, she gets her way.
Had to holler out like, yo, you gotta let go. Sorry to mislead you, but it all was purely sad.
sex show. You should pop a model and quit being so premenstrual. Then she hit me back with my brother packs a heater. If he ever found out that he would like to meet you. Whoa now, bitch, I'm Janet Tall with the sweeper. You know I like it dirty, not afraid to roll my sleeves up. Take a model and a chill pill, you should ease up. Then she started crying like, Web, I really need you. We can still kick it, but you know I need my freedom. I didn't really mean it, I just said it to appease her. Crazy.
Showstopper, DJ Jam X. Be alert.
Showstopper, DJ Jam X. Be alert.
You're listening to the Central Soul Mix Show.
Yeah, so that's the first half of the mixtape right there.
Now let's talk about the first half. Like, I mean, let's talk about, like, let's get into your brain for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, shit, I don't think you want to go there, but yeah, let's do it.
Well, it's dark and cavernous.
It's dark and intense. The intensity levels are like 100,000 trillion.
Can you feel it? Just
pause.
Pause.
Okay.
Pause.
I can almost, I can feel the intensity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can feel the intensity. It's kind of like changing my life right now.
Pause.
Changing my life.
Pause.
Completely.
Pause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, so yeah.
So let's get into where your inspiration, where your motivation came from. I mean, this segment had Enterprise One, I think, part one
no,
and part
no,
two.
No, both of them are on the same.
So let's talk about Enterprise.
Basically, like, to be quite honest, like, the mixtape is really just, I have a bunch of songs in my head. You know, like we were talking about it the other day. I got like 4 or 5 albums in my head. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, I had like 100 beats from Idea on my iPod. So I just went through and I just started just seeing what matched, what made sense. To be honest, okay. There's really no rhyme or reason behind this mixtape. It's like,
no, I don't mean the mixtape, but like individual song, like Enterprise 1 and 2. What was the story?
Basically, like, I mean, it's pretty straightforward, that one. You know, like, I mean, with every, I don't know, it's hard to answer those questions just because with my shit, you listen to it, it's pretty fucking obvious with what's going on there, right? I mean, like I said, I have probably like 100 songs in my head that I haven't recorded yet, right? So for me, it was just like the motivation behind this is just getting people warmed up for God's Favorites, which everybody who's heard it says is my best album thus far. It's the best body of work I've created.
I agree.
What's that?
You got Torre and fucking Soul Spasm back in you.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, we got that. That's how the distribution deal came about, was through the God's Favorites album. So, you know, I mean, for me, it was just like, I really want to do this album justice. I really want to give it all of the focus and energy and concentration that I possibly can. So, doing a mixtape was just...
Now, let's talk about the album then. What was the inspiration behind the title, God's Favorites?
You know, honestly, it was just, like, at the point in time, I was coming off of a really, really tough time. You know, and a tough experience back home in Vancouver.
Which was?
Just being in the shittiest place on earth.
We actually just moments ago, for the audience member out there, we just talked about how this...
No, you know what? And like I said, Vancouver is where we're from and it's home. And I love it for a lot of reasons. But in terms of creative space and just inspiration, there's nothing out there. It's just fucking barren. So when you're trying to write... Yeah, when you're trying to write, you know what I mean? And you're trying to write positive music and there's nothing positive happening around you, right?
And again, a disclaimer, he did say, and I agree with, that we love it for the reasons that it's beautiful, but in terms of inspiration and culture, Vancouver is definitely lacking. Just for the Vancouver people that are listening right now and are gonna be calling us being like, what the fuck, man? Like,
broski, it's Van City, broski, I'm live, homie. Like, come on, man.
We're not.
Speaking of which, the first song right now, Van City.
You are listening to the Central Soul Mix Show.
Yeah. Van City. Where I'm from. Come and jump in the passenger side and see it through my eyes. 26 years, love-hate relationship. But come ride with me and see it how I see it. Yeah. Faded memories, moving pictures, freezing in time. Falling in my rear view, I gotta leave it behind. I gotta pick up the pieces, put it where it belongs. The inspiration for degradation, I share in my songs. So much pain in my city, always rains in my city. Same attitudes, nothing ever changes in my city. My city, you'll beat you down and make you think that it loves you. Beautiful girls fall into prostitution and drug use. You ain't tipping, you're stripping. If you ain't smoking, you're selling it. Find love, then you cherish it. Heartbroken, you bury. No home in this place for emotional states. Everybody poker faced, empty hopes in the chase. For imperial wishes of false material dreams. Reaching out towards the lights, trying to mirror the beams. No plan or a plot, just a scam and a block. The party never stops in the land of the lost. Neon colors shower down over top of the strip. The bleeding heart of a demon, this is as hot as it gets. Here where anything goes, if you want it, you got it. Everything is for sale, you sold your conscience about it. Once an innocent mind, now perverted, she laughs. Twists and turns for the cash, your mama working that ass. Amphetamine in the veins, barely keeping the sane. Licking a glass, set you free of the pain. Asthmatic, she coughs, been at this party for days. That little light she had inside, slowly starting to fade. I cried when she told me her confessions of hurt. Cause the price that you pay is always a lesson in worth. Goodbye, I'm home now.
I hope I don't ever have to go back to that shit, man. I pray I don't ever have to go back. The next time y'all see me or the fam, gonna be in a packed stadium. GM place jam-packed. That's the only time I'll allow myself to go back. And if it never happens, then so be it. Maybe next lifetime, I guess.
The showstopper, DJ Jam X. Be alert.
favorites. God's favorites. We're coming. I know you hear us out there. We're coming. God's favorites. Remember the name, fuckers.
I'm a pit bull riding Blancotti with the pen in my league. Nah, I'm a Maserati, you a Schwinn. Pass me? I don't think so. Every time I spit flows, end up with more copies than King Kong's. Jeez, bro, he's so international. Yeah, keep my name in more Japanese mouths and spring rolls. In Amsterdam, I am the man. In Germany, you heard of me, they push me hand to hand. You are not on my level, I'm Carmelo with the rock. I'm the city, you a pebble on the block. Better yet, I am cheddar in the bank. You just a little penny in a pot. I bought the ball, you settle for a shot. Everybody acting like they good fellas till they cop. Apply a little bit of pressure and they talk, screaming like a steaming kettle when they tell it to the cops. I develop at a pace so fast, I'm at the finish line, you stretching for the race. Do your best to try to catch up all your taste, cause my dust enveloping your face. You ain't like him. I'm a 7-star Genesis M. Bison. The flow is Moses, yeah, my exodus. Return to lead the city to taunt Brandy. I carry the burden across his head. I could come and hang where the rookies are, but you guys ain't even bitch, you're more like pussy farts. Remove the skinny jeans, asshole, you ain't the jump off, you barely a tadpole. I am hellfire, you a lukewarm, I am brand, you a crouton, spare to me, get pooped on. You can't win, I sip champagne with my real friends and give real pain to my sham friends. Hustle hard through the 25th hour, only taking breaks to shave shit and shower. You dudes is loose, you pussy, you cowards, you fuck with me and guaranteed to be pushing up flowers. Starving artists struggling rapping, either way you still hustling backwards. Yes, the king is home, so none of you factors. My life's an open book, read a couple of chapters.
God's favorites. God's favorites. God's favorites.
Get around, got places to be, no reason to settle down. I ain't Mr. Right, baby, I'm Mr. Right now. Few girls here and there, that's part of the lifestyle. Crooked grill, looking ill, bona fide heavyweight. Finally a nice day, so it's time to celebrate. Hit the park with the crew, barbecue all day. We smoke in the air, case of coke in the bed. It's when I saw her walking by. Brown skin, thick thighs, booty just right. Yeah. She had that look in her eyes. So I approach with the norm. What's your number? What's your name? Cold shoulder. She can tell that I'm running game. Listen, I ain't on my own dick. And yes, I know, rated out of 10. I'm a 6 at best. She laughed and said,
I got a man.
I said, talk, not sex. Sounds like you got some things you need to get off of your chest to start fresh. Quiet tone when she speak on the phone. Her man asleep in the other room, saying lately he been weak under the covers too. Been with him since he was small time. Nowadays he all grind. Spends her days at home where he leaves her alone. Her attitude old school, so cool. Honey, she loves Don P, but still got a thing for Sonny D. And she been feeling she in need of a change. Lo and behold, buddy, you know I'm in need of some brain. Therefore, we are both in need of the same particular things. Swing by, sip a few drinks. Leave your stresses at home, kick up your feet and relax. Don't trip, I can keep a secret. In fact, ain't nothing wrong with a little company and conversation. Kill that web stuff, go ahead and call me Jason. phone smelling sweet. Prada slippers on her feet makes a cipher complete. Fresh pedicure, yeah, shorty's a dime. Bacardi Limon to get it in that state of mind. Delphonics in the system, it's going down in here. Body language speaking loud and clear. Few shots, now we sweating up the sheets. Hips swaying back and forth, she in touch with her inner freak. Legs shaking, heart racing at light speed. Laying there looking righteous in one of my white tees. Had to pause for a moment, sit back and chill. Caught myself thinking I could wipe that for real. Introduce her to the family, nah, get it together. It could never be more than a plan B. I can't replace what you have with him. Just know wherever you go, you'll always have a friend to start fresh.
Showstopper DJ Jam X. Be alert.
Feels like they keep pushing me down, trying to hold me under for as long as they can. Till I catch them at the right angle, push back up, and launch their ass into outer space. Sadomasochistic if you think about it.
I love that you hate me.
I love that you hate me. How dare you go against me? What the fuck, are you crazy?
I need you to hate me.
I need you to hate me. You try to take me out, but I'm still breathing here, baby. At night when I sleep, I see heaven in my mind. Even though I'll never make it, I'm a devil by design. Nowhere to call home, we resort to petty crime. Forever on the grind, up from hell it will climb. Till I reach purgatory, maybe settling just fine. Place to call my own and stay ahead of my time. See, the future is a gift from the present. Shine. The past is just the pieces of yourself you left behind. The hater took it with me and I buried it inside. My chariot of fire, yeah, carry it with pride. He was the type that's legendary for his size. Standing over top of me, staring in my eyes. The look on his face will be forever memorized. As I pulled earth from under him, he fell into the sky. Element of surprise, couldn't prevent it if you tried. I'm a warrior, homie, so I'ma live and let him die.
I love that you hate me.
I love that you hate me. How dare you go against me? What the
you to hate me.
I need you to hate me. You try to take me out, but I'm still breathing here, baby.
I love that you hate me.
I love that you hate me. How dare you go against me? What the fuck, are you crazy?
I need you to hate me.
I need you to hate me. It's God that gave me life, but it's the evil it made me. No, I ain't a killer, but don't put me there. You dudes ain't even close to bitch, you're barely pussy hairs. Yes, a human life is precious and it cannot be replaced. But you stab me in the back and I will stab you in your face. So I'm moving frantic in a panic at a pace. Trying to get your thoughts, soul scrambling for space. Balancing this weight, feeling rappers at a state. But they keep pulling straws on a camel till it breaks. Now the plot thickens, creative clock ticking. As I get older, it gets harder to rock with them. Screaming out loud, they can hear but not listen. Swinging on these demons, I'm breathing but not living. So I'm pushing forward just to soldier on a mission. The lights is on, nobody's home, I'm gone fishing. Murder my foes, eliminate the competition. Tell me what the fuck would y'all do in my position?
I love that you hate me.
I love that you hate me. How dare you go against me? What the fuck, are you crazy?
I need you to hate me.
I need you to hate me. You try to take me out, but I'm still breathing here, baby.
I love that you hate me.
I love that you hate me. How dare you go against me? What the fuck, are you crazy?
I need you to hate me.
I need you to hate me. It's God that gave me life, but it's the evil it made me.
Star DJs.
Idea, my team, automatic stretch in a black nine, rolling through the music desert. DMC is on flat line, and came the rappers, and now gone are the poets. It's like the average charisma, and it's just one song and it's over. So a ringtone sales determine who really is hot. Imagine the world with no Nas, Jay-Z, no Biggie, no Pop. Jay got dropped after feeling it, Nas, and it ain't hard to tell. Biggie going after Juicy Pocket, Tupacalypse now. Now follow me here, Joe Budden, Royce, and Joel. The clips of Saigon pushed back till 2012. They add my name to this list, cause I just came in this bitch, but I see where hip hop is going. I'm so ashamed of this shit. Raised on Illmatic and screaming death to the police. But this new generation has no respect for the OGs. Homie, if genius at Ice-T gets to calling you out, you suck it up and move on. You know who I'm talking about. Now I'm just sitting here loading this pistol. I got some soldiers to get to. If my culture was dying, hip hop and going with you, my love, and she gotta breathe. So it's time for a robbery. Line up these industry cats, all their heads gonna pop when I speak. Cause I know a lot of them sees the music's out there. You're prostituted, I let in. So executives drop to your knees and beg for your life. Rate my ambitions and dreams like the harder I push, the more I just got kicked in the teeth. Underrated, hated, underestimated for years. Something inside of me snapped. Now I'm just making it clear. I'ma do what I gotta do to achieve the impossible. Bring us back from the dead and hunt down whoever's responsible for destroying my art, making my passion disposable. Coming for A&Rs on every new rapper that's notable. Equipped for all kinds of war, dudes ain't hard to the dinosaurs. Now welcome to my party, isn't this what you lined up for? God's favorites. Yeah, God's favorites. We're on our way, man. Yeah, God's favorites.
The showstopper, DJ Jam X. Be alert.
Stranger's bed, she rolled over, gave me head. Brain swirling next to the sterling. What was her name again? I think it's Rachel, yeah. No, wait, no, Tracy Beth. What did I tell this chick? Which one was it? Jason or Webb? Hope I didn't ride it wrong. Got a call from my brother Shane. Said I puked on the side of his car. He can't get rid of these fucking stains. Now he's stuck with an awful smell. Did I really need Taco Bell? Man, I'm drunk. Jesus, still, I'ma hit you back for the cleaning bill. First I gotta catch a cab, holler when I get back to the pad. You know I love you, dog. Wait, no homo, boss, boss, boss. Hit up the ATM when my receipt came back. Now I'm in overdraft, 300 bones to be exact. What did I do last night? Last I remember I was up at large. Oh, that's right, at the strip club. Homie Jam X working on a rape charge. I hope Ben made at home. He bounced with a stripper broad. Got a text at 5 a.m. saying something about liquor Halloween. I'm still leaning, leaning, just leaning, leaning, I'm still leaning, leaning,
yeah. I open my eyes, I'm seeing double division, puzzled and thinking, what am I doing? The simple step with nothing but beer and a bucket of chicken. A couple of the drugs in my system. I'm huddled in such a position. I'm looking around and nothing's familiar. I feel like I'm stuck in the sticks, man. I reach for my phone, lo and behold, there's nothing but crumbs and some lint. And all of my pockets are lost with that logic. I'm screaming out, son of a bitch.
I can't believe it, my people will leave me with every ascent. I walked a couple of miles and finally found a phone. I called my homie for leg. When he accepted the charges, I started the combo like, yo, you forget? He said, forget what? As far as I know, you was rolling away. And then as I thought in my head, he's right. We went to that house for that party where it was pulling that broad. And me and some whore was mixing some coke and Bacardi. A bag of that smoke was a 40s. We ended that night on a high note. That ain't how I started my morning. I'm sick on the side of the road. The feeling that filling my stomach is ill. For real, I feel like a vomit. Was on a mission to lean. I got it, yeah, mission accomplished. Lean. I'm still lean.
By the Rocky statue, headache, 5 a.m., what have you. Missed call from my homeboy Matthew, right arm brand new tattoo. What's that? I don't know anyone named Ruby. That's not me, this is quite a douche. Permanent ink, take a moment to sing. I didn't have many drinks, someone gave me a roofie. Could it be that goofy Jill? Brains like putty and legs like steel. Or Yvette as payback from the time we had sex in her goofy deal. Grab my wallet, found the receipt from a tattoo parlor on 13th Street. We'll employed this girl named Tanya. Sack whack hooks on my last project. Honest, now we're making progress. Called her brother Marcus. He said, you're still conscious on that gin and tonic. I'm nauseous, God bless. It's like living out a Dane Cook movie. That didn't suck, but this sucks. So I guess I'm in a Dane Cook movie. Good luck, shucks. Got a call from Gretchen, Tanya's best friend. She lost her meds, and if I took them, call the paramedics, cause I'm probably messed up. I replied, that's quite a stretch. I didn't drink much, but my mind's a mess. So I had heartburn, and Tanya's perv looked like it had some damn Prilosec. Oh, shit. I'm still lean. Lean. Just lean. Still lean, lean.
You're listening to the Central Soul Mix Show.
Anyways, so what we didn't get to in the second segment was the original question.
God's favorite
the title. So, basically, you know, at that point in time, I was going through a lot. And I'd, you know, spoken to Psy and Tech and Finesse on many different occasions. And they were going through their own situations. So, you know, there's that saying, God's hardest on his favorites.
Right.
So, that's where that really just came from, was just the fact that it's like, you know... Me and Benjamin have this thing where we always say, like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen to one of us, right? Like I get to L.A. and one of my wisdom teeth starts growing in. And I can't, like, no joke, for everybody at home listening, for, like, 3 fucking days, my mouth was just throbbing.
Swollen.
And, yeah, and there's nothing I can fucking do about it. I can't go to the dentist out here. What, I'm going to fly all the way back to Vancouver to get it taken out? So that's the thing. That's where God's favorites comes from, because it just seems that, like, what would normally be an easy passage for anybody else has to be fucking filled with obstacles for us, right? So for that's where the title came from. It's more like tongue-in-cheek than anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, that's the, and you know, the, so basically getting back to the mixtape, which y'all just listened to, because the mixtape is done now, and what everybody just listened to, I mean, that's literally 3 days of me standing in a corner in our apartment, just fucking going. You know?
Now let's go back to the Van City song, because we just heard that Van City song.
Yeah, at the beginning of the last
segment,
yeah.
Right? And, you know, express a little more about that, because I know there's some people that...
That, to me, is my favorite joint on the whole mixtape. And basically, it's just how I feel about my home. But it's what I see, you
right.
know? And that's the thing, is it's like... I think, like...
Because, I mean, you just dropped that. You You dropped it as a leak just last week.
Yeah, just a couple days
ago. What was the response to it like?
People are like, dude, I thought you were going to like say positive stuff. And I'm like, fuck off. Like, but
explain that, like, so that people out there that were, you know.
No, but to be quite honest, it's just how I feel about it. The thing about Vancouver that not a lot of people realize, and I think it's the same thing with LA, but, you know, and it's the same thing with all parts of the world, cities all around the world, is that I think people turn a blind eye to what's really fucking going on. And I mean, it's like crazy, because after it came out, I was talking to a homie Mike on Facebook, IM. And he was like, yo, man, it's crazy, like, the shit that you said, because that's really what it's like. You know, and I was like, you know, think about it, man. Like, how many girls do we know collectively that ended up becoming prostitutes or addicted to drugs? How many people do we know that are either A, junkies, B, dead, or C, at one point in time, having been in jail or on their way to fucking going to jail?
Well, Vancouver seems to have an enabler attitude towards it.
It breeds this
shit. It literally says, oh, they're only on drugs.
Yeah, it breeds this shit, right? So that was, for me, it's like, for me, Van City, that song was just me lifting up that fucking blanket that everybody has over top of these issues, because
they're real issues.
People come to Vancouver and they'll say that everybody says the same shit.
Yeah.
For the first month, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, it's amazing. And then the next month after, right? They're like, oh man, I'm starting to see it for what it really is. I'm starting to see it for what it is, you know? And it's like, yeah, and so basically that's what that joint was about. It's my favorite song on the mixtape.
I think it was a great song.
But I
agree with you that it's issues that need to be addressed and actually put into the mainstream when it comes to Vancouver, because Vancouver actually is a tourist city. So where they make their money is hiding all this bullshit under a mat and saying, but look how beautiful our mountains are and look how pretty the beach is.
Dude, it's crazy, because like just the other day, me and Ben were walking down La Brea, which is, we live on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and La Brea. Just off the Walk of Fame.
And our phone number is 1-3-1.
Anyways,
we
were walking down the block, and remember we were talking about, yo, isn't it fucking crazy how like Vancouver's like lawless? Like the things that you cannot do in Los Angeles.
What were we talking about that you can't do here? Like getting caught for drinking?
Getting caught smoking weed. You know,
pushing weed out here, you get 2 to 3
years.
That's
what we were talking. We were talking about people that we know in the game, mm-hmm. who've been doing it for years, whatever, and you know, situations and circumstances that we've been a part of before in the past. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, could you fucking imagine getting caught with a grow operation out here? That's life in prison.
Insane.
You're going to jail for.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not life, but you're going to jail for at least 7 to 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Vancouver, you get caught, they fucking issue you a fine. You don't even do jail time. In Vancouver, you could kill somebody and be out of prison in 3 years. Out here, you kill somebody, you're gone. For the rest of your fucking life, you are gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's the thing. And
Vancouver still is the Wild Wild West, very much.
Yeah, and so that was what I wanted to encompass in that song, was just exposing it for the bullshit that it really is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Because, again, disclaimer, not that there's not anything beautiful in Vancouver, but, you know,
reality but I mean, like, in all honesty, like, let's make the comparison. Like, last night in Los Angeles, me and Benjamin, we went out to this place called the Saddle Ranch, right?
Big
ups. Just like literally just whatever, sneakers and jeans and hats and whatever. We met three beautiful, like, I'm like, for everybody out there listening
diamonds.
At home,
diamonds.
Like dimes, just like dime pieces. In Vancouver, having just a conversation with them would have been like fucking pulling teeth.
You literally would have had to take out your fucking drug dealer ID.
Exactly.
Yeah, been like.
With these women, we spoke maybe for like 15, 20 minutes. We're like, look, we're getting a table. Y'all want to get a table with us? They ended up getting a table with us, and we kicked up for 3 hours. Laughing. Like, we were laughing.
Yeah.
So we had fucking tears in our eyes.
That shit
does not happen in Vancouver. Yeah. And you know why? It's because of the attitudes of the people. Has nothing to fucking do with occupation or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles, per capita, has more drug dealers and more fucking murderers crawling around it than Vancouver could in
Canada. Really.
Yeah, than Canada.
I mean,
Canada.
It's the size of Canada for population.
But,
California, I mean.
But my thing is Vancouver has this, it breeds this attitude. You know what I'm saying?
It's a young city.
Yeah, and that's the thing is the attitude. And that's the thing that people always were like, yo, Webb, why do you down on your home city so much? And it's like, my fucking mother's out there, man. Like, you think I'm like, it's not that I hate it or anything. It's just that the people. and a lack of culture and a lack of art and a lack of just good rhythms and mm-hmm. good vibes. There's just none. There's zero. You go downtown, you walk around, it's like you walk down the block out here.
Time out. Let me correct you, and if I may say so. It's not that there's not creative people, and it's not that there's not an incredible underground for artists, but rather it's that people don't even support or give a shit and about these artists.
No, but that's the thing, you know, right? It's like okay, for example, you know, like I'll walk down to the corner to the drugstore to pick something up, whatever. You can't walk down the block out here without somebody saying hi to you. Somebody you don't even fucking know. Vancouver, you could be literally dying on the corner and people will walk by you. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing to me is it's like, I wanna be, for myself, wanna be somewhere that breeds positivity and breeds unity and mm-hmm. and brings people together. Like I said, the situation that we had happen to us last night and just, I hadn't laughed like that and enjoyed the company of a woman without thinking with my dick mm-hmm. in fucking years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Last night was just, like, when we walked home, I said, dog, even if nothing ever comes out of that situation ever again, mm-hmm. let's just be thankful for the fact that we had that situation. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And that's how I, honest to God, feel out here. It's like, I'm just happy to fucking be part of it.
And on that note, we're going to leave you.
WebSince1982.wordpress.com. Tomorrow morning, Web's Great Idea, Violator All-Star DJs, DJ Jam X presents. Come and get it.
Peace.